Back in June, Central Georgia experienced a spate of 33 opiate overdoses within 48 hours. 5 people died. Law enforcement tied the outbreak to a street version of Percocet laced with counterfeit fentanyl, a drug that's changing the way law enforcement does its job.
I felt like my body was shutting down. People around me said that I looked really white, I lost color, and it just really felt like I thought that was it. I thought I was dying.
That's New Jersey Detective Eric Price speaking in a Department of Justice video about his exposure to fentanyl. He and investigator Dan Callen came in contact with the drug while on a routine call.
Couldn't breathe. Very disoriented. And everything you did was exaggerated in your mind, I guess. It was the most bizarre feeling that I never, ever would want to feel again, to be honest with you.
But it's a growing danger for police everywhere, including Macon.
All right, we're going to get started. So we get y'all out of here. Y'all down here, we are doing the Narcan training. That's why you're down here.
Over a week, 350 Macon officers are being trained to administer Narcan, a drug that can reverse the effects of an overdose. It comes in a little green pouch the size of a man's wallet. They get one dose in a nasal Narcan injector. Captain David Freeland runs the training center for the Bibb County Sheriff's Office.
We're getting out to just about everybody that can get a kit. We're going to give some out to the jail, some to the courthouse, definitely to the road deputies, investigators like the gang unit and drug unit who might come in contact with the stuff firsthand.
Fentanyl is more powerful than morphine and heroin. Breathing or touching just a few particles can kill you.
When first responders get on the scene, if this powder or tablet, if they touch it with their fingers, they absorb the chemical and have the same effects and end up overdosed on the medication because they're trying to help the people that are, you know, that have taken it to start with.
That's Dr. Chris Hendry, the chief medical officer with Navicent Health, where 17 of the overdose patients were treated. He says wearing gloves and face masks is new for police.
Sometimes in the heat of the moment when you're responding and it's an emergency, you know, you want to get in on the scene and act as quickly as possible to help the people that need it. But now you have to make sure that you're protecting yourself as well.
Tony Brown has been a paramedic for 20 years and runs EMS operations for Navicent. He says in the last few years, they've seen a steady rise in overdoses, but the June outbreak was sudden and severe.
It became apparent through conversations with different physicians that this substance was more potent than what we were normally dealing with and that the dosages of Narcan needed to be increased by a good amount.
And while paramedics carry ample Narcan supplies administered via IV, police only have one dose, Captain Freeland.
So it's going to be there for you to use in case you run across somebody that is overdosing on this, but it's also there for your protection.
But whether they use it to treat themselves or someone in the throes of an overdose is not part of the training. That difficult decision will be left up to police.
Okay, I thought they were going to move it.
For GPB News, I'm Josephine Bennett in Macon.